Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so the question is, what is so intriguing about your weekend that we got to know about it now, and then we got to check back with you again on Monday morning? And this can be anything, anything.
Yeah.
Here's Betty. You were on The Voice Disguiser. Hello.
Hello, show. My friend, who I knew back in like ninth grade, who I always thought I would marry, lives in California now, and he's about to get a ticket to come back to Georgia, and he's supposed to stay with me for like 2 weeks until he gets a place with him and his son.
Okay.
The thing is, I'm totally in love with him, and so is a friend of mine, and I'm not supposed to be, and they've been having plans to reconnect for like the past year.
So, okay, let's try to go through this again slowly. Yeah. I'm a little confused here. All right, let's take this piece by piece. So this is your ex?
No, he's not an ex. We were never together. He's her ex.
Your friend's ex.
We were all friends back in high school, and they were supposed to. They had found each other on Facebook over a year ago, and they had been making plans to get back together, or at least see each other when he got here, and just never made it.
Okay.
And she was telling me about the love of her life, and I hadn't seen him in forever. So she was telling me about the love of her life and how they were going to get back together, and then she told me her name, and then she told me his name, and then my heart just dropped because I'm like, oh, my God, it's you know, the guy I wanted to marry.
Mm. Wow.
So she put me back in touch with him and gave me his number, and he and I have been talking like every day.
Okay, so this is your friend's ex that you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in love with.
She's in love with.
Wow.
In love.
And your friend still feels the same way about the dude, or is she moved on?
She does.
She does.
She's like, oh, I can't wait to see him, and it's going to be on, and this and that and the other. And I'm like, oh, boy.
And he's coming this weekend.
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming this weekend. And I told her, because she knew that I had a thing for him, and I told her, I was like, don't worry about it. I'll sing at your wedding. Ha, 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 ha. And at the time, I thought that was great, and I could still be just friends with him, and it was going to be all cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking every day now for, like, what, the past 3 months, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't do this.
So who is he staying with when he comes down here?
Me.
Same with
oh,
you.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Does she know that?
Yeah, because I called and asked for permission if it was okay for him to stay with me. But that was back when I first started talking to him and everything was all good. And I'm like, yay, I got my friend back. And now I'm like, oh boy.
So this guy's gonna stay with you this weekend. You love him, and she doesn't have any idea that
she knows I loved him back then, but she doesn't. I don't think she knows the extent of how crazy I am about it now.
Wow. So do the three of you have plans to go out and do anything together this weekend?
Well, no, because my grandmother is in the hospital, so I'll be in the hospital with her.
So he's going to be spending more time with your friend than he is you?
Yes.
Oh, boy. But he's staying with you.
Oh.
He's staying with me and him and his son. They're going to be staying at my place.
Wow.
Sounds like he's playing both of y'all, though.
Because we all, like, he knows how I feel, he knows how she feels, and she knows how I feel, but she's not completely comfortable with it, but I don't think she knows the full extent of it.
Okay.
That means
she knows that I like him, she knows that I've always liked him, and I told her before, I was like, you know, back when we were, you know, both virgins and all, that, you know, I was trying to give it to him back then, and he was like, no, you wait till you're married. And, you know, she knows how I felt then, and she knows that I'm trying to be a good friend.
But you just said that he knows how both of y'all feel about him now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going back on what Jen said, are you sure that he's not playing the both of you, knowing that both of you are in love with him?
Actually, yeah, I am, because we both said that we are not going to act on anything.
Okay, let's see how focused you are.
We look forward to Monday.
Yes.
All right.
This is not an advice segment, so I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your phone number, and then we'll talk to you on Monday, and we'll find out how it all panned out, okay?
Okay.
All right, Betty. I hope your grandma's okay this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one second.
That's a secondary. Why do we want to talk to you on Monday? How's grandma doing?
No, man. Philip, do you want to be on The Voice Disguiser?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with my voice.
Okay.
Did he say no?
He said no. Okay. He's fine with his voice.
Go ahead. All right. What's going on in your life this weekend that you are, it's so intriguing that we got to check back with you again on Monday.
Well, it's not super, like, you know, intriguing, but it is, it's pretty dramatic. I had a girlfriend, I met her, what, like 2 years and a half now ago. We went out for 2 years and 2 months. We went through this whole dramatic relationship, you know, her mom, the basic, you know, her mom didn't want me with her, this and that, we were young. I actually ran away to Mexico one time and brought her back. You know, she ran away with me once. She was living here for like 6 months without her mom.
Okay.
And let's see, like a month ago.
She's not like 13, is she?
No. Okay. I'm 18. She's 17.
Oh boy, you aren't too far off.
I know we're young, but you know.
Okay.
And about a month ago, no, 2 months ago, I found out she cheated on me once. Mm. She told me because she now lives in Smyrna and I live in over here in Norcross. Mm-hmm. So she told me, you know, I cheated on you this one time with this guy that I know. So, you know, when I found out about it, you know, I was like all depressed and stuff, whatever. But so I gave her another chance. You know, I trusted her and this and that. And one day I'm sitting there telling her, you know what, I trust you, this and that. And she says you shouldn't.
What's going on this weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got to. This weekend right now I'm actually waiting for my friends. We're all going to meet up at Six Flags. Mm-hmm. We broke up, you know, she's actually with him, then, with the guy she's cheating on me now.
Okay.
She's actually with him right now.
Let me ask you another question. Why do we want to talk to you on Monday?
Yeah, what's going on, like, today or tomorrow?
Well, today I'm going to see her at Six Flags, and I don't know if I'm going to give her another chance. I really love this girl. I don't know if I want to give her another chance, but, you know, so, it's been a long relationship, this and that. And,
but
you know,
she's with the other guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, two-year relationship, you know, we've been on and off before.
So you're going to confront her at Six Flags today?
You going to say something to her, like, slyly somewhere at Six Flags today and say, hey, I'm still open to you?
Yeah, you know, she actually told me, she said, is it okay with you if I bring him? I said, no, it's not okay. What do you think, you know? I said, if you want to take him, I'm just not going to go. Just tell me.
But, well, it's not an advice segment, so I'm not going to tell you not even to go. So I'm not going to do that. But we'll talk to you very briefly on Monday, okay?
All right,
hold on.
Or you can email us.
Aww.
Just tweet.
You're 18, man. Here is Christine. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Christine, go ahead. You'll be the last call here. So what's going on in your life this weekend that we got to check back with you on Monday?
Oh, okay. Well, I have a little brother, and he's supposed to be graduating from college in May. And, well, this weekend, we we're having like a big family get together, and my parents don't know that he hasn't been going to college for the last 2 years.
Oh,
okay. We got a winner!
Wow.
But I won't be there because I'm going to Six Flags to meet my boyfriend who kidnapped me once.
So, yeah, be sweet. So how are they gonna find out this weekend? Obviously.
Well, yeah, he plans on telling them, but I mean. There's a good side to this. He ended up instead starting his own company, and he's not told my parents about this. He started his own little company after his sophomore year in college when he, like, stopped going, and he created, like, an app for the iPhone, and he's just made bank on this thing.
Wow.
And I don't understand it, and I don't get what this app thing does. I don't even have an iPhone. But he created this thing, and now he's making bank. And so what he wants to tell my parents this weekend is he's not actually going to graduate from college, but he wants to pay off their mortgage.
Wow.
He's made that much money off an iPhone application?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe it's good for him.
And he also got, like, this summer home on the beach, and
Dang. Wow. Your parents are going to be so mad at first, and then they're going to have to take it all back.
Right. Uh-huh. How old is your brother? How old is your brother?
He's 22.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow. I know.
I was trying to figure out, like, what my parents would have done in that situation. I think they would have still been mad that I was lying about not going to college.
I think my parents would get over it pretty quickly when I said, you want to spend the summer in my beach house?
Do you know how many years they have left of mortgage payments?
I don't, actually. I can't remember.
Wow, that's still pretty amazing. So he's going to tell them both that, A, now, has he been taking money from them all these years as though he has been going to school?
No, he told him he pulled a loan out.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just me and my brother. It's like I have another brother too, so they've been paying for all of us to go to college. They couldn't, they can't afford it. So he was pulling out loans to go to school on himself.
Wow. Okay. Wow. This would be.
I just kept telling him when he was pulling, you know, loans out.
This falls under the umbrella of intriguing. Yes.
Yes. I cannot wait to hear how the parents react.
No kidding.
And you have to find out what the app is by Monday.
Yes.
Yes,
please.
You got to ask him about it.
Okay.
Okay, let me put
He's
you on
getting
hold.
Getting rich 99 cents at a time.
I know, right?
I hate him. I don't even know your brother, and I don't like him.
You know what? It was probably like, I fart.
Right.
Yeah. Something, you know, something really basic like that.
Shake and burp.
Christina, yes. Hold on 1 second, and we'll get your info, and we will definitely call you on Monday morning after your brother tells your parents that he hasn't been going to school, but he's a millionaire.
All right.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.